Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna
By the way you parked your car sideways like a wooden leg. You're the kind of person that believes in making that one love and a leaving face. I guess I must be done trying to park the foot before I say children. Saturday night, I guess that makes it all right. And you say, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say, blue red Corvette. Baby, you're much too fast. Blue red Corvette. Of a jockey that was there before me. Believe it or not, I started to wear it. I said, wondering if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it all right. And you said, baby, had I got enough gas? Oh, yeah, little red Corvette. Baby, you're much too fast. Yes, you are. Little red Corvette. You need to find a love that's gonna last. Thank you.
to me, baby. Give me your keys. I'm gonna try to change your little.
Which, if you call Lauren Conrad, had help create Empowerment Foundation when she was a spokesperson for MARC and Empowerment, and so on. So just thank you. The number is 714-409-06614 so we can talk about sports, talk about the NBA All-Star Weekend. Did you watch the debate on Wednesday? I know that we talked, this is Sports Friday, but I thought the debate was pretty interesting. I'm glad it wasn't a lot of mudslinging. They really did a good job on presenting their positions of where they stand on certain topics. And also, it's a debate. So they also did a good job of exposing where, there were inconsistency in each other's support of different issues, I must say. So they all did well. I think Mitt Romney did the best. That's just my opinion. But they all did pretty good to me, in my opinion, you know, because it wasn't like mudslinging, and they really, laid down their beliefs and what they're really in support of. And that's what listeners, all citizens of different parties, those that don't vote and those that do and so on, we want to hear the facts and we want to hear where you stand on certain issues so we can make informed decisions, you know, so we can really have a choice. And I watched portions of the president's speech in Miami yesterday in Coral Gables. It sounded pretty good. So it's just good that they are providing us with information and not a lot of hot air. You know, that's what's really important, because everyday life is everyday life, and we all are dealing with issues in our lives and in our loved ones' lives on a daily basis. So no one has time to waste time on things that are really, really important, because a lot of these situations are just downright important. Honestly, regardless of where you're from or who your people are or whatever, issues are very important, and important not just to Americans but to our allies and people worldwide that love America. So that's all I have to say on that. So let's talk some sports, because we have 7 more minutes, and the number is 714-409-0614. Saying what's up to my chat room guest and so on. Someone says the artists don't sound the same anymore in the chat room. Oh, some artists don't. Oh, yeah. That's a good point. One of my friends in the chat room saying that some artists don't sound the same anymore. That's quite true in some cases. So I'm like, wow. I was checking out Mike and Mike right where I was preparing to come on air. And they're talking about the Brewers outfielder Ryan Braun's case, how he won this appeal of a 50-game suspension. And they were talking about how the person that administered a drug test right during playoff time on October the 1st, how the minister did not, did not want to take the risk of, contaminating his drug test. So instead of mailing it via FedEx, like as soon as possible, kept the drug test in a cool location, a refrigerated location at his home. So that is how the Brewers outfielder Ryan Braun won his case of not being suspended anymore, 50 games, because the minister was, still didn't follow protocol. But the minister, I believe he probably made a right decision, because the sample might would have gotten contaminated. I don't know. I'm not in that. I don't do that. But I'm just saying. So the minister just didn't want it to be contaminated, because it was on a Saturday. Therefore, on Sundays, FedEx, and UPS and so on, FedEx is closed on Sundays. So the administrator did not want to take the risk of the drug test sample being just like sitting on a desk somewhere in what type of room temperature. And so that is how he won his case. The Brewers outfielder won his case, won his appeal. So I was just checking that out. It's a pretty interesting story. So what do you all think? That Manning might not remain a Colt. He might be going to Miami, where the Arizona Cardinals like him. The Cardinals, but yeah, the Arizona's interested in him also. But, you know. So I've tweeted and posted NFL and NBA news on my Facebook page. But these are, like, interesting stories. And then we have the combine going on. So it's just amazing. But I'm excited about All-Star Weekend. The Celebrity Game will be played tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. It's going to be 6 my time because I'm on Central Time. And it's going to be played on ESPN. And also, I'm looking for the whole weekend. I love the slam dunk contest. And, of course, like all of you, I love the All-Star Game. So just shout out to everyone in Orlando that's having a blast this weekend and parties and shopping. A couple times I've been to Orlando, one thing I love about Orlando, and I know it's amazing now, is the shopping. It's the shopping. I love to check out NASA. But you all remember, those of you that are visiting Jackson are live in the Jackson area, remember tomorrow night is the big event that I've been promoting. And also interviewed Peter of EC Puffin Entertainment, the company that's bringing this big event called the Heartbreak Ball with the Magic City Sirens to Jackson, Mississippi, downtown Jackson, Mississippi, at the historical and legendary Alamo Theater, located at 333 North Ferris Street. Tomorrow night, remember that event is going on tomorrow night. Only one more day. I'm looking forward to seeing a great performance. And Tatiana, Peter, Big Mama, and all the ladies from Birmingham. They all their shows are custom designed and original. So, and also this show they're doing is like a new show. So I'm just looking forward to seeing this show. I missed them when they performed here for a Halloween event that EC Puffin had promoted. So definitely looking forward to seeing the ladies perform and also their tributes to those that have performed on that stage in the heyday of the Alamo Theater. And just amazing, amazing stories. Someone is, Reg Roughneck had just sent me a text message. excuse me with that. So that was, I was looking at a message that Reg Roughneck had just sent me. But back to what we were talking about. Remember, that event is Saturday. And also there's another event going on because I was invited. Also, I must let you all know about another event that's going on tomorrow night, and that is Black Love 2 documentary release party at the Davis Planetarium. If you've never been to the planetarium, it's a must that you do in the downtown Jackson area. That planetarium is so awesome. It's been a long time since I've gone and, like, checked it out, because I've always been fascinated with stars and literally stars, real stars, and somebody in the sky and so on. But that is, our art community is very fun here. So if you've never been to Jackson, and if you come here, if it's just for work, for like a meeting or something, take time out and visit the museums here and visit our parks and visit our zoo and so on. There are some nice attractions here, really, and on the outskirts of Jackson, the Mississippi, period. But this is the capital. But we have about 15 more minutes of live streaming. I'll go ahead and go over time. It is me in the chat room. And also, remember, the guest comment call-in number is 714-409-0614. What's up? Have a fantastic weekend to those of you who cannot continue to be a part of the listening audience. But I think most of you do continue to listen after the live stream stops. You know, also, you can always visit my profile at Culture Shock, Inc., KULTURESHOKENT hyphen, sometimes without the hyphen, Beth, BETH, all the time, anytime, 24/7, to listen to every show that have been previously broadcast since March 21st, 2011. You can listen to all shows. All shows are archived. Right now, the feature show posted is my interview with Peter of EC Puffin Entertainment, interview from last Thursday on February the 16th. I'm going to go ahead and feature the interview with Tatiana, the mother, house mother and manager of the Magic City Sirens, interview no later than mid-morning, like brunch time. So you all, if you missed that interview, as soon as you log on to the profile, that'll be the featured show that you'll see. So I'll make sure to post that so those of you that have missed that interview and maybe want something to do Saturday. So check it out. And there's just so much going on in sports news. I watched a little bit of Basketball Wives earlier this morning. I didn't watch the whole episode. And, you know, I'm a big Wendy Show supporter. And I know earlier this week I heard Wendy Williams say that she's not going to continue watching Basketball Wives because of how they tussle and fight a little too much for her or something like that. But just amazing, amazing. But really, always keep the call-in number and the comment number close to you so you can call in and listen or make a comment. And we have some exciting shows scheduled and that I am scheduling for the near future. And if you're like to be a guest or you just like for me to mention and promote your current project, your community involvement, shoot me an email at Culture Shock Entertainment, KULTURESHOKENT at yahoo.com. And on my profile page, I have another email address, which you can send to bcwcompanies@hotmail.com. So what am I all giddy about? I know. I was going to mention something Wednesday, and then I end up not mentioning it because it was an issue that was like hitting close to home with me. And I won't go in detail, but this is a topic that I talk about pretty much maybe twice a week, and that's the issue of preventing suicide. You all know it's very important to take time out with your loved ones, with your coworkers, and with your peers. And I was going to mention this Wednesday, but like I said, that's an issue that I've always dealt with since I was a teenager. Really, I'll say since I was younger than that, since I was a kid. Some people have not experienced that in their lives, and some people have. I have experienced that issue with people committing suicide or attempting suicide a lot in my lifetime. And if not with me, maybe with somebody that's a loved one of mine have experienced it. So I was planning on mentioning it Wednesday, but then something happened in my world that was like okay. I did not want to mention it because it might would have sounded like I was talking about something that was close to happening like right then in my life. So let's all just keep each other in our prayers. And what was I about to say? And, that's one thing that I've been talking a lot and promoting a lot of Austin Brown's new music. And it's one thing that his sister, Ashi Brown, talks a lot about because she works closely with an organization called NAMI. I think they call it NAMI. And also, Rebe, I think like early last year, she went on a tour and was working with and promoting also the importance of preventing suicide. So, some people, suicide sees no color, and it sees no age. I mean, we know of little kids committing suicide to big time business executives who just don't feel like things are going right in their lives. I mean, it affects everybody. So that's why it's important for us, regardless of what's going on in the economy and what's going on in our lives, to just, you know, do our best to make each other's worlds a little better, because we don't know what the next person's going through. So just wanted to talk about that. And look, it is almost March. So are you all sticking to your New Year's resolutions? I'm doing pretty good. So in the future, you know, what a couple of my New Year's resolutions, of course, been focused on resuming good healthy habits, exercise. I am returning back to the gym in the near future, and but I do exercise on a daily basis. And also, I was reading some information that the Woman's Clinic shared. That's where my doctor, Dr. Barbara Sullivan, is. And I was checking out their Facebook page, and there was a mention about how important it is to, you know, to walk at least 3 times a week. You know, if it's just a 20-minute walk, it's very important. I know. We like, okay, now exercise is part of sports, so we're talking sports. So, okay. That's we know this, but it's important for us to talk and have a good support system. I was looking at some information that Denise Austin, and I used to love watching her exercise programs and exercising with her in the morning time. I have to start back exercise with her. You know, I'm big with Jillian Michaels now, and Ty Mock I've been into for like the past, since 2007. But one thing about it, I love the way Denise Austin teaches and demonstrates her exercises. But Denise Austin also is talking about how important it is to have a support system. So I'll talk more about that. Well, I might talk more about it this morning. But that's something that I was reading, that some important tips that she had been sharing this morning about how to maintain your, you know, your health and your fitness, and to stay committed and, you know, not fall off the wagon. It's not her saying to fall off the wagon, but it's me. And so I'm glad I had a nice quite a few people in the chat room today. So, okay, I'm trying to pull up this advice because she shared like 5 steps to a healthy, staying focused on your health. I like to have my stuff already up in my face, so I'm not, hopefully hurry up and come on up. But we have about 6 more minutes of live broadcasting. And Sunday will be a special day of Academy Awards show, where we're going to talk about the Oscars. I picked, earlier this morning I was watching CNN, and they were discussing who, you know, picking who they would think would get best actress and supporting actress and best film and so on. And there was a lot of conversation about Meryl Streep. And so on. So I don't know. This is just an exciting season. And if you don't network with David Harrison Levy, the star maker himself of Beverly Hills, what are you waiting for? He's so encouraging, so inspiring. I just love him. And I don't know what you're waiting for, because it's just amazing. The work that he does. And he's going to be a guest tonight on the O'Reilly Factor. And I'm looking forward to seeing that. They had taped him earlier this week. Bill O'Reilly was in L.A. earlier this week because he was on Leno's show. And so he's going to be a guest tonight on the O'Reilly Factor. So I just want you all to check him out. If you've never heard of him, please check him out, because he's so inspiring, so encouraging, and he's a star maker. He's a producer. He's a personal manager, and he's awesome. And I did not think that I would be talking about that, but I just decided, hey, I'm going to let everybody know to watch Star Maker David of Beverly Hills tonight. And his Facebook posters and the way he encouraged others are just amazing. He needs to do the same on MySpace, but Facebook, he's definitely been just utilizing as a vehicle to help people think in a positive manner and to never give up on their ambitions and their goals and what they know are God-given talents or things that you really want to work on to perfect and hone. But, okay, here are those 10 pro tips to help you stay on track. And Denise recommends to look for ways to burn calories throughout the day. And, okay, when I was talking about support system, work the buddy system. People who have a support system are much more successful at losing weight. So find a buddy to help you stay motivated. Ask your neighbor to commit to taking a 30-minute walk a few times a week. Or get a colleague into signing up for an aerobics class with you. You know, and you'll burn calories while bonding. And for flat abs, think about crunches. And that's my focal point. I want my flat tummy back. You know, I want to show my 40-something abs off. If it's just to me standing in the mirror, I want my flat tummy back. And so I'm dedicated to getting my tummy back flat. And if you know, because I talk about it, I just mentioned my doctor not too long ago, about a year and a half ago, I was diagnosed with uterine fibroids and a cyst on my left ovary. And it had been looking like I was going to have a myomectomy. Not a hysterectomy, a myomectomy. And I don't know, by the grace of God, through prayer, I don't know. I hope when I see my doctor next time that she says I've been healed. And I don't have to have that myomectomy, but because I definitely feel better. And those of you who, mine was small, benign fibroids, and I have friends and know people that have humongous ones. But when some women have uterine fibroids, sometimes it's not just because they have weight gain. Sometimes women appear to look like they're pregnant or have a little pot belly. So. That's what I'm dealing with also. So I'm just looking forward to getting my flat tummy back. And so I'm committed to flattening my abs. So she recommends think beyond crunches. Contrary to popular belief, you can just do some crunches. You can do more than crunches. To really flatten your tummy, be sure to do fat-burning cardio workouts like running, biking, or use a treadmill. Stair climber or elliptical machine 3 times a week for at least 20 minutes. And see, that's why I need to get back into the gym, because I love ellipticals. And I need to get me a bicycle. So that's one thing I noticed. When I was a teen, like in my early 20s, I enjoyed bicycling. And that's one thing about it. I want to look good again in my bicycle attire, workout attire. And we're going to talk in the near future about, yesterday I asked a question about, what are your favorite workout attire, affordable quality workout attire, name brand or non-name brand? What are your favorite workout attire? I need to get me some new sports attire also. And, you know, I have my favorite places like, you know, JCPenney's and other stores and favorite brands and non-brands. And you all know I do shows about discount shopping, so it's good to be affordable, but it's also good to be, just because it's affordable don't mean it shouldn't be quality, but quality branded. So in the near future, we're going to do a show like that. And one of my Facebook friends and I, Steve and I, we had a pretty good dialogue on the topic of, you know, of workout attire, because he mentioned that, hey, what you're wearing is not what gets you healthy, you know. So that was really fun. So thank you all for tuning in. Happy All-Star Weekend and happy Oscars Weekend. You've been listening.